If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from Venti Menti from the Am I the Arsehole Here subreddit and says, "Am I the arsehole for wanting my mother-in-law to move out after she kicked out my parents? Hi there. I am here to ask for advice and to make my husband see that I'm not the arsehole. Here's hoping y'all can see where I'm coming from. I, 45 female, live with my children, 12 female, 14 male, and 15 male. Husband, 46 male, and mother-in-law, 65 female. My mother-in-law moved back in with us in 2015, after my father-in-law passed because she was financially struggling. My mother-in-law was not easy to live with, and we struggled immensely at the beginning. But after a few years, we found a way to cohabit. Then recently, 3 months ago to be exact, my parents, 68 female and 68 male, house burned down, and they moved in with us while everything is sorted out with insurance and so on. My boys are sharing a bedroom as my parents are currently staying in my eldest bedroom. My mother-in-law has struggled with this and seems to hate my mother being around. My mother has done nothing to upset or to disturb her. In fact, my parents' bedroom is on the other side of the house. She doesn't, however, have a problem with my father and always finds a way to hang out with him. A few days ago, while I was away for work, a massive argument happened between my mother and mother-in-law. My mother had accused her of trying to seduce my father, and there were some inappropriate texts sent to my father. My father immediately showed it to my mother, and my mother responded as if she was my father to see how far mother-in-law would go. And well, she went far. Well, my mother confronted her, and mother-in-law called the police, saying she felt threatened, who then escorted my parents out of the house. This all happened while my husband was at work and the kids at school. My parents went to stay at a hotel, and they explained what happened to me over the phone. When I returned, I gave my mother-in-law 2 weeks to move out. My husband thinks I'm escalating things and that I should forgive his mother's actions because she was lonely and confused. For your information, there is nothing wrong with her. She's in good health. So, am I the asshole for wanting her out of the house and my life? OP adds, for your information, to answer, my husband has not seen the text and pictures his mother sent my father. The only reason he hasn't seen it is because he refused to, but I think I'll have to insist because I need him to really understand how nasty she's been. Also, I wanted to kick her out immediately, but my husband begged me to give him 2 weeks so he could find a place for her. And my parents, being the saints that they are, said I should give him that. My husband has profusely apologized to my parents, but my parents aren't upset with us and hold only mother-in-law responsible, as it was her disgusting actions that led to this. 1. In the pictures she sent my father, mother-in-law wasn't completely naked. She sent him lingerie pictures with suggestive poses and accompanied with lewd texts, which is why my husband isn't particularly interested in seeing them. 2. The police asked my parents to leave since my mother-in-law technically lives there. To avoid escalating the situation, my parents decided to leave. The police officers did not file any charges and just left after a chat with everyone involved. There was zero violence and no one got hurt. 3. Mother-in-law moved in with us after she had lost almost everything. Father-in-law died after a long battle with cancer. Medical costs ate up pretty much most of their savings and she had to sell their house. This has led her to spiral into a deep depression. My husband was very worried for his mother and for good reason, as she was in a terrible state at the time. So we decided to move her in with us. Absolutely not the arsehole in this situation, and like you were saying near the start, I'll be showing your husband these comments, showing him what's been sent in those messages as well. He needs to see that because, you know, buying her lonely bullshit is not on. She tried to destroy your parents' marriage by trying to get with your father. She called the police on them, and she sexually harassed your dad at the same time by sending him those pictures, sending those messages. And your husband needs to be backing you up on this. We've seen it far too many times in these stories. But Salt Lavishness says mother-in-law didn't just kick Opie's parents out. She called the cops on them and had them removed from Opie's home, which reeks of mother-in-law now thinks she's calling the shots in their house. And if Opie's husband gets his way, she will. I'm gobsmacked at the delusion of the husband. She's lonely. And go to bingo, volunteer at the library, join garden clubs. There's a million ways an able-bodied 65-year-old woman can entertain herself and keep herself busy and engaged. One of those ways is to not put the moves on your daughter-in-law's dad. Hell, she initially moved in because of finances. Get a job. She wasn't confused about texting silverhead porn at that poor man. She wasn't confused when she called the cops on them. She wasn't confused when she presented herself as the legal occupant of the house and had them removed. She's been there for 8 to 9 years now. She thinks she's got a position to call the shots in the home. Not the arsehole. I honestly don't know how she can stay after this stunt. The world is on fire, says not the arsehole. She's confused by what exactly? Who she is and isn't married to? Sounds like a cop-out excuse to me. She's 65, not 100. Unless she suffers from dementia. She knew exactly what she was doing. What she did was completely inappropriate, and your husband making excuses for her is also inappropriate. If he wants to coddle her so badly, he can move out with her so she's not lonely and confused. Another commenter says mother-in-law forgot she is not living in her own house. She's living on the kindness of not only her son, but her daughter-in-law too. Since she has been difficult to live with in the past, I say she has overstayed her welcome and should find other quarters. Your husband needs to rethink his statement about your escalating things when it was his mother who actually called the police. That alone would have me throw mother-in-law and her belongings out the nearest window. And a final comment from Bon, who says, not the arsehole for your husband. Your mother tried to ruin your wife's parents' marriage. What she did could have had a huge implication on your wife's family. Instead of apologizing and owning up to her mistakes, she called the cops on your wife's parents. Honestly, I have no idea what the cops were thinking. They should have forced your mother to leave. Now you're disrespecting your wife and your in-laws. By excusing her behavior and telling your wife she escalated things. No, your mother escalated things and caused this whole problem. If I was your wife, I'd kick you out of the house with your mother. Time to cut the umbilical cord and be a good husband to your wife. So Opie comes in with her update around a month later and says, I thought I'd give you all an update since several people have asked for one. My mother-in-law is currently staying in an Airbnb, and since she's in no position to buy her own place, my husband and I have decided we are buying a 2 to 3 bedroom place near us that she can live in. The plan is for her to rent out the second room to her friend, who is currently going through a divorce. I haven't spoken to or seen my mother-in-law for 3 weeks now. My husband goes to see her once or twice a week, as she is apparently severely depressed. She's also upset with me for telling my husband's entire family why she's been kicked out of my house, and they're all appalled with her. My husband has also gone off on her a few times for her behavior, and he fully backs me in the decision to ban her from our home. The children know there has been a falling out with their grandmother and me, and I suspect they know why, but they also know they can maintain their own relationship with her without it upsetting me. They miss her and have gone to visit her a few times with their father. There's much I can say about my mother-in-law, but one thing I can't deny is her love for her grandchildren. My husband still hasn't looked at the messages his mother sent my father, and honestly, I can understand it because I too wouldn't want to see anything sexual involving my mother. As for my husband and I, we are both working on our relationship. Obviously, during this period, our relationship was strained, but we are back on track. My husband has apologized to me several times for not putting his foot down with his mother earlier on, and he is doing everything he can to mend our marriage. This whole situation has made my parents and my husband's relationship awkward, but we are all slowly working on mending it. As for my parents' house, it will take another month or so before they can move back in. It's currently a construction site. My parents are looking forward to redecorating it. And a couple of comments after that post, someone says, I'm so relieved that you've gotten that woman out of your house. I'm less thrilled that her shitty behavior has brought her a 2 to 3 bedroom home. But it is what it is. All the best to you. Next commenter says, advice I would give anyone. Make sure the house is in your husband and your name, not your mother-in-law's. That way she can't will it to someone else. Opie says the house will be in mine and my husband's name. Final comment says, what about yours? I know I sound Reddit paranoid, but I'd want my name on the deed. Opie says, yes, both of us. And as you can imagine, the comments exploded after this, saying, why is she being rewarded with a house after her shitty behavior, trying to destroy Opie's parents' relationship, calling the cops, everything that happened, and, you know, she's getting a 2-3 bedroom house on the back of it. Although she won't earn it, but she's got all this space for herself now. But now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. Maybe you've got a different opinion on the matter. Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And let's move on to another story.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And this story comes from AdSir183 from the True Off My Chest subreddit that says, this is my last weekend with my family, and they don't even know it. Don't get me, 18 male, wrong. I love them, but they expect me to spend the rest of my life here in the projects, joining my dad at his work. They never wanted me to leave the house, let alone the state. I remember a few months ago when we were talking about college, they looked at me like I'm crazy. My dad got so pissed off, he was yelling at me, and my mum was basically guilt-tripping me ever since about abandoning my family when they raised me, so the least I could do was stay to help my dad in his business. That's not the life I want, though. For years, they always kind of decided that I'm not doing anything else except this, so they don't even know that I started applying at different colleges, or that I've got a full scholarship. Couldn't even share that news with them because they'd lose their shit. My girlfriend and I already found an apartment to move in together, closer to campus, which is like 20 hours away from here. Our summer classes start in over a week, so we decided this is going to be our last weekend here, so we can have time to move. I'm not taking a lot with me except my clothes and important papers. She told me I should tell them since we're already leaving anyways, but I don't got the heart to do it. To be honest, I don't want today and tomorrow to be fighting or them being sad slash mad with me. I want our last weekend to be normal before I gotta leave. I just hope they can accept my choice in the future. Edit, we're on the road. I'll post more details later. So Opie added some additional comments below that post, so they clarified about the projects. He said projects is just what you call government housing neighborhoods for people low income. Also said thank you. It sucks that I couldn't even share the most exciting news of my life with them. My girlfriend's parents took us out to eat to celebrate us both getting accepted with scholarships. I legit cried when they told me they were proud of me because it made me wish that was my parents saying it even more. Info regarding Opie's dad that says, I've already told him before that his business isn't what I want to get into, so they really aren't the same. About his girlfriend, going to the same university too, except she's majoring in psychology and I'm doing business economics. And some information about his parents' views, and says one of my teachers called it the lobster effect. You know, putting lobsters in a pot. One lobster is at the top and he can get out, but keeps getting pulled back down by the other lobsters. And growing up in the projects, I've seen a bunch of guys barely out of high school who are still there. It always scared the shit out of me. And it's not that I'm embarrassed or think I'm better. Like, I know where I come from. It's my home, but I can't not leave. That's so sad, and I'm really hoping for a more positive update, because you know, you think that you'd want, I know change is different and change is hard for some people, but you'd think that you'd want, you know, the best for your child. You'd want them to be doing what they dream of, what chasing their dreams, what they want to do, and being happy for them for that. And this is something that I've seen firsthand as well. I grew up in a council estate. I don't know if you can consider it, I don't know, the projects, what OP said, but basically government housing as well. And you would have heard from some previous stories that it can be pretty rough sometimes. It was a lovely place to live and everyone was very, very nice to each other, etc., etc. But like you've heard from other stories from me, it can be pretty dramatic around there sometimes. And I remember a friend that I used to know. He's a couple of years older than me and he wanted to go to university. After he finished like sixth form and whatever education he had to finish, he wanted to go to university. And I remember him saying that his parents didn't want him to do so. There's no need for that. He should just go straight into a job like his dad did. Because their views was, you know, students waste their time. They're out partying all the time, you know, and they get nothing out the end of it. And it got to the boiling point of him saying, you know, I'm doing this whether you like it or not. And, you know, then there was some manipulation he would tell us about them saying, you know, oh, go on then, abandon your family, that kind of thing. And it's just tragic, I think. And I haven't spoken to him in a while, probably about 6-7 years ago. And, you know, you ask how your family is and stuff. And he said, wow, I don't really speak to them much anymore from everything that happened, but they're okay. But he's doing well now, got a good paying job and living his life. And you think, what was that all about, you know? But anyway, OP does update their post. And they said, so I added in my last post that my girlfriend and I were on the road already, but let us say more later. Here it is. The whole thing went as hard as I expected it. I mentioned in another comment my parents thought all we were doing was going on a camping trip with my girlfriend's family for a few days. When I hugged them to say bye, they thought this was still a camping trip. Like an hour-ish in, I FaceTimed with them to say the truth. We pulled over so I could talk to them outside the car. My dad was yelling, my mum was crying. He couldn't believe he raised me to be this selfish with them. All my mum could say was, she can't even look at me right now since I basically picked school over my family. It broke my heart, to be honest. But it made me glad we didn't have this talk in person because it would have hurt a million times worse. Trying to tell them I'm not abandoning them and I want them to be a part of this journey with me didn't work. Nothing I said worked at all. My mum completely left the conversation, so it was only my dad. All he had left to say, though, was I better not expect help from them ever in the future because help is for family. I've shown them I'm not family anymore. He hung up on me. They haven't sent any other messages since yesterday. My girlfriend was the best supporter here. I cried it out and she was hugging me the whole time until we got back on the road again. Right now I feel like the movie Tangled going through different stages between happy and guilty. I'm trying not to focus too much on my family. Just be excited for the future. We had taken the scenic route going up the Pacific Coast Highway. Last night, we made it to Santa Barbara to spend the night. We took a detour to the beach this morning and we're on our way now to this little place called Solvang. Pronunciation, I do apologize. To look around for a bit. It's been fun so far. We want to make it a memorable experience, so we're going to be making a few more stops along the way to just look at everything. We'll probably be making it in 2 or 3 days, but we still have time to settle in before our classes start. Still sad, obviously, but we are enjoying the drive together. I really appreciated everyone's support here. Didn't respond to everyone, but I've read almost all of your comments during the drive. You guys are so sweet. Thank you for showing your support because this was really the hardest thing I had to do. OP has one more comment that says, yeah, I've known for a long time they just weren't going to accept it. I'm trying to have an it is what it is attitude about it and hope maybe things can be different in the future. And in the end, I'm glad that OP didn't listen to his girlfriend because his girlfriend was suggesting that, you know, he tell them that they're leaving, etc., etc. And if I'm being totally honest, my thoughts were maybe, you know, just have a heart to heart with them and sit down and say that I need to do this for myself. This is my dream to do this, etc. But clearly, you know, I think that would have been a bad move in the end. So I was wrong in that as well, because in the phone call that they had, where the manipulation that was shown there was just incredibly sad. And to say to him as well, You better not expect help from me ever in the future, because help is for family. So basically cutting off any support system as well at the same time is just cruel, in my opinion. If OP's ever struggling with whatever in the future, he's not going to be able to look and say, can I go to my family, because of what the father has said. I'm sure that will sort of resonate in his head, which is I just find it incredibly sad, because you think about your kids and stuff, and surely that's what you want. You want the very, very best for them. You want to support them through whatever you can to give them the best possible chance at this crazy thing that we call life, right? Man, I do wish OP all the best going forward, and I hope they do chase their dreams and achieve their dreams at the same time. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much for being involved. And don't forget, at the very end of the video, there'll be a couple of playlists there that you can click on. They will automatically scroll through all the videos for you. So whatever you're up to, had a wonderful picture over on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, of someone walking their dog whilst listening the other day. Someone just doing a bit of cleaning. But whatever you're up to, it will just continue to scroll through all those videos for you. So thank you so, so much. And I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.